The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his faults between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which you are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. I remember very vividly receiving the phone call, getting the assignment to come to Terre Haute. I remember it because I was saying Mass at a nursing home in Speedway, and I could feel my phone vibrating, you know, that someone was calling me. So right after I got done with Mass, I was walking out to the truck, I checked my phone, and I saw that it was Father Joe Feltz, who's the vicar for clergy. He's the one who makes our assignments. And as soon as I saw his name, I was like, oh no, you know, like, where am I going to be sent, you know? And I was thinking in my head, you know, surely, you know, being a new priest, they're going to send me to some little bitty parish way out in the country, you know, where I can't mess up too badly. And so I was like, well, I'll call him on my way back to the parish, you know, and it won't take very long for him to tell me, you know, where I'm going. It'll just be a little bitty place somewhere. So I get in the truck and I'm driving back and I call him up and he answers. And he said, "Dan, I've got your new assignment for you." I was like, "Yeah, what is it?" He said, "Well, we're going to send you to Terre Haute. We're going to send you to St. Patrick and St. Margaret Mary parishes. You're going to have a school." And he kept going. He talked about all these ministries that were going on at these parishes, how active they were. He went through the whole history, who the pastors were, what the culture of the parishes were, all this stuff. I got to St. Christopher's and I just put my truck in park, you know, in the parking lot, sitting there listening as he went on and on and on about how much was going on at these parishes. And I remember just my jaw dropped, you know, as I was listening to this list that was going on. And he got done, you know, and I was very speechless at that moment. And he said, do you have any questions for me?" And I was like, "Yeah. Why me?" And he kind of laughed, and he had two responses to that. The first, he was like, "Well, we have confidence in you." And I rolled my eyes, and I was like, "Fat lot of good that does me." But the second thing he said, "There are a lot of good people out there that are going to help you make it work." And I don't think he fully realized how true that statement was. Today in the gospel, Christ teaches us that where two or three are gathered in his name, there also will he be. And so today, I want to take a moment to recognize and thank all of you who have made St. Patrick's the wonderful and amazing parish that it is. You may have received this last week our State of the Parish report that came in the mail. They did an amazing job with it. We sent them all of our statistics and the pictures and everything, and our Sunday visitor put it together. Turned out great, but I want to highlight just a few of the things in here. Now, when I did this at St. Margaret Mary's yesterday for the 4 o'clock, I went through the list, and it was fine, but it just seemed kind of drab, like it just you know, kind of pittered along, you know, and it didn't have that, you know, zest to it, that excitement to it. So what we're going to do to kind of spice things up a little bit, our parish motto is Christ in me, with me, through me. So every once in a while as we go through the list, I'm going to shout out, and we can do this because Christ is, and you're going to respond, in me, with me, through me. Now let's give that a try. So we can do these things because Christ is. Awesome. So we're going to go through a few of these things. Some of the amazing things that have happened this last year that we want to highlight. We had 32 new families join our parish this last year. With the whole parish, we had 29 baptisms, 28 First Holy Eucharist, 25 kids that were confirmed in the faith. And we did all of this because Christ is. Now, we have a lot of great ministries here at the parish. First of all, we want to recognize our music ministers. We have 14 members in our youth choir that sing on occasion, and then we have 15 members of our cantors, choir, instrumentalists that help us out from week to week. And we can do all this wonderful stuff because Christ is. Now, as far as the schools are concerned, here at St. Patrick's Deanery School, we have 360-plus students at the school. We have 36 members of the faculty there. And then for Vacation Bible School this last summer with our religious ed program and all that, we had 130 kids in attendance for that Vacation Bible School. And it was amazing because Christ was. Now, some of the stuff we can't even categorize by the effect we had on the community. All we can do is track the number of hours that we're giving to whatever service took place. One of the main ones that I want to highlight is our Perpetual Adoration Chapel. So we have 155-plus adorers that are there on a regular basis, not to mention all the ones that just kind of show up out of the blue, the ones that, you know, it gets to be 11 o'clock at night and something has happened and they're like, I need to go and pray. And so with that combined, the number of hours of prayer that have been said in that place through the year, through the course of 12 months, we did the math, and it's over 8,400 hours, 8,424 plus hours were dedicated to that. Some of these other time commitments, we had approximately 400 man hours provided by our facilities committee, keeping this place going, changing the light bulbs, making sure everything was running appropriately. We had, let me see, I got to find it here. Where the other time thing was. Oh, yes, for shut-in ministry, hospital visitation, we had our volunteers that take communion to the sick and shut-ins, and they dedicated about 1,600 hours to that service. And so we could do all that because Christ is. Now, some of the other ministries that we do involve feeding the hungry here at this parish, and we're very, very proud of our soup kitchen and the work that they do. In fact, with 28 volunteers working from week to week at the soup kitchen, we were able to provide in 1 year's time 72,000 meals. 72,000 people were fed this last year in Terre Haute alone that otherwise would have gone hungry. One of the other great ministries that we did was the Ruth Marie Bauer Newport Annual Thanksgiving Dinner, and that on a single day was able to serve 700 meals to those who needed it. And we were able to do all this again because Christ is. Now, we do have a few new ministries. One of the biggest ones is our Stephen ministry that started up this last year. This ministry that is catered to helping those who are in loss. They're grieving some loss in their life. And through these many hours that they've dedicated to training for this, they're ministering to many in our community, not just at the parish level, but beyond. In fact, our Stephen ministry has been so successful that now Maryland Mission Church is taking it on as well. They want to continue fostering this in their own community. And so, in a way, we have been a leader in our community, bringing this great ministry to our community here in Terre Haute. And we're able to do so because Christ is. Now, some of the other ministries that I want to touch upon here at the parish, and I was kind of shocked by the numbers for these. We have 62 ushers that are frequently changing out from month to month, you know, greeting us at the doors, helping to hand out bulletins, helping take up collection, and generally just be a part of our parish help with that during the masses. We also have 97 parishioners that help with Eucharistic ministry and lecturing. And then we have 51 of our kids that are altar servers every year. And so that ministry is great because Christ is. And this this is all just the tip of the iceberg. There are many more things listed in the State of the Parish Report that I'd love for you to look through to kind of get a grasp of what we were able to accomplish this last year. One of the other ones I forgot, and I just saw it, the new bell system that we've got. You know, we were able to raise $12,000 for that in 2 weeks this past January. I mean, we had that thing installed very, very quickly. We had it ringing out for Easter morning, and I get compliments all the time from the community, the neighbors around us, and all of our parishioners that live nearby, that they can hear the bells and how beautiful that is. And all of these ministries, not only the ones that are listed, but how many people have been touched by you going out into the workforce, going out into the community, being a model and example for others to follow. It is unreal the impact that St. Patrick's has had on Terre Haute. It's not quantifiable. It's ineffable. It's something that we'll never really be able to quantify and probably will never know until we reach that next life in which all will be revealed. And this place is something special. I don't know. Sometimes I think we take it for granted, but I've been here 14 months, and I've seen it. This place is a place of hope. There are many times that people come to this place in their darkest hour, when there's no place else to go to, and they come here. This is a place of safety and refuge, a place of joy and thanksgiving, a place that we gather together and we belong. It's a home. And the reason that it is all these things, this beautiful, wonderful parish that we have, is because of you. And so I want to thank you for this last year and how amazing it's been, how many great things we've done. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited about this next year too. I'm very excited to see what we are capable of as a parish in all the ministries that we do. And so let's continue to pray for this amazing parish. And let's do all these wonderful things because Christ is in me, with me, and through me. Amen.